Good morning and welcome to the chat on Newsday Amarillo and News Channel 10-2. I'm David Lovejoy.
I'm the master of mirth, Chuckalicious Chuck Williams.
And this morning we're joined by Miss Malin Huntley. She's the election administrator in Potter County. And if you haven't heard, if you've been living under a rock for a while, May is sort of an unusual month and an unusual time. And welcome, Miss Malin, first off. And we were just talking, this is the first time that this has happened, hasn't it? That we have back-to-back in 1 month in elections.
Yes, for Potter County, this is a new one for me, a new one for our people, and it is creating challenges. We have to, when we're talking about anything, somebody asks a question, we're like, well, which election? because it is, there's just this opportunity to be confused.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I'd like to know, and I don't know if you can really broach this or not, it seems like the early voting, the numbers are a little down a little bit. Can you go into that for me?
Sure. The numbers are low, but that is not unusual when we only have an election with measures on it. People like to come out and vote for people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they just don't seem to engage as much when it is a proposition. So I did compare it to some other elections. And yes, this is low. No doubt it is low, but it is not the lowest that we have seen.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Now, with the new rules in voting and how to send in votes, especially the mail-in ballots have been a big hot topic. In the March primaries, when they first kicked off, did Potter County have to kick out a lot of those mail-in ballots? I know some parts of the state, the number was staggering of mail-in ballots they had to chunk.
Yes, and I hate to use the word chunk, but as far as, because they were rejected. Mm-hmm. And yes, we were higher than the state average in Potter County. The state average was 14%, I believe, and we were 18% in Potter County. So in these upcoming elections, we are hoping to be most improved county. And to bring those numbers way down. Mm-hmm. And one of the strategies that we're using is we're going to be mailing the ballots back that don't have all the information they need. We're going to try to mail them back for as long as possible because that seems to be the easiest way for our voters to fix the defect. Mm. And statewide, they told us to please not mail them back within 2 weeks of election day. So that's what we followed in November. But we got in contact with our postmaster here. He ran some tests on mail going to a home and coming back and within Amarillo. And that number was 4 days. Mm. So if the voters will look for it, if they make a mistake, and if they'll look in their mailbox and they'll respond quickly, that gives us a much larger window for helping the voter to cure the problem.
You know, especially on this mail-in ballot, is there any way that I could get a receipt to show which way my ballot went to make sure that it got there in time?
Okay, yes. Okay, so if you vote by mail, you can go to what's called the ballot tracker at the state level. So you can find that ballot tracker at votetexas.gov. And you can go in there and you can see where your ballot is in the process. So you can see that we've received it, or you can see that the ballot board has accepted it, or you can see that there's a defect there and that you have the opportunity to cure it on the ballot tracker. Now, that does involve some technology.
Right.
Right. So, But it is not that hard to do. So once we receive a ballot in, we enter that into the system.
Yeah.
And you can just kind of follow it along to see where it is.
Okay.
One of the things I was in a discussion about a couple of days ago is someone made the statement that if you didn't vote in the March primary, you can't vote in the runoff. But I said, if you voted Democrat or Republican, you can't switch. You have to vote down that ticket line. Even though we don't have any more straight ticket voting in Texas, that's just a division of how it works. If you voted Democrat in the March primary, you have to vote Democrat in this runoff, right?
That is correct. But if you did not vote in the March primary, you are still eligible to vote in either primary, the primary of your choice, once we get to the May 24th election. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm a day of voter. Nuh-uh. I ain't doing this mail or none of this other stuff. I'm a day of voter. Is now, when I show up at the polls, mm-hmm. just as a brief overview, tell me what I need to have in my hand to show the people, hey, I am Chuckalicious. I am the real deal. What do I need in my hand?
Yes, we need your photo ID. Mm-hmm. And so if you drove yourself to the poll, you probably have your driver's license in your wallet.
Right.
And so that works great. But there are six other forms of ID that you're also allowed to use. It's like naming the seven dwarfs or the eight right here. But most people do use the driver's license, but there's military IDs, there's U.S. passports, there's citizenship papers, there's DPS IDs, personal IDs. You know, there's various forms that you may use. If you do not have any of those, you do not have a Texas driver's license, you moved here and you still have not changed and you still have your Oklahoma driver's license, you're allowed to fill out what's called a reasonable impediment, an affidavit of reasonable impediment, which means I haven't had time to get one of these or my wallet was stolen or whatever. And right. then you can use a different form of ID, like your voter registration card or your out-of-state driver's license or even a utility bill.
Wow, yeah.
That, one thing I noticed you didn't mention, you cannot use a Social Security card.
No.
No, you may not use a Social Security card. On voting by mail, you may use the last four of your social on your ballot by mail. And you know, that's the reason all of those, I want to circle back to that. One of the reason that a lot of these ballots were rejected is because the people failed to identify themselves. Yeah. So, you know, Chuck, just like you were saying, when you go to the poll, you have to have an ID, a mm-hmm. personal ID of some sort to say, this is you. Well, the legislature applied that same theory to ballots by mail. So they've asked the voter to put in their driver's license or the last four of their social. And that goes under the flap of the envelope that they mail their ballot back in. And so it's just the very same concept. Identify yourself. How do we know this ballot is yours? And that's how we know.
Mr. Land, with the two elections in May, how much of it is a strain on the county's employees that work in your office and the equipment? You know, we're talking about these new systems. Potter County just approved a duplicate system for other purposes. How big of a strain is that on your resources?
Fortunately, since we know these are going to be lighter elections, we will have enough equipment to handle it. So we will be able to hold our equipment for the legal amount of time before it goes in for the runoff election. For smaller counties, I know that they are having to think very carefully about how they're going to make these things happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're okay. It's just a matter of being very specific and communicating quite well between each other as to, well, today are we talking about this election or the other election? Because this week we mailed out the ballots by mail for the runoff election.
Oh, whoa.
And so people that are getting those, there's two ballots mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. You can't combine those. You cannot put both of those in one envelope and save yourself a stamp. But, you know, so don't be penny wise and pound foolish there. Yeah. They need to be mailed in the appropriate envelopes. Mm.
Separately.
Yes. Yeah. But it is for us, it's as much as anything else, a mental strain to figure out the logistics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that I have to give you and your office credit for, it seems like, now, I don't know how you think about it, but to me, it seems like a well-oiled machine. Really, my hat's off to you, because I know I'd be pulling out what little bit of hair I have left if I was in that office, no two ways about it. But it boils down to the teamwork of the mm-hmm. individuals, correct?
Yes, I have a strong team, and none of us are last-minute people. That's the big thing. So we try to plan way ahead, but it does vacillate between a well-oiled machine and a sausage factory. Let's just go there.
I don't know why it just popped in my head that I Love Lucy show where they're working the conveyor belt, you know.
Yeah. And right.
We do have some Lucy and Ethel days. So.
I don't know why that even just like, yeah, but it's ballots instead of chocolates coming down the line.
There you go. Yeah.
No, you know, we've had for a couple of years this idea that elections could be tampered with. There were votes counted, this and that. And we've talked about this, Mrs. Huntley. There's not a computer or internet hooked up to individual voting machines in any precinct. That just doesn't happen, does it?
No, that is correct. The actual voting machines, they don't even have the capacity to be connected to the internet. And, you know, it makes it, well, we're so used to things just being downloaded and we just assume everything is done that way, but elections is not. Mm-hmm. It is, not only is it not done that way, but there's various layers of security that right. prevent that. There's tampering, there's things that we have to do that would detect anything that happened, anything that was not the way it's supposed to be. And if we hit any of those roadblocks, we have to stop and figure it out.
Wow.
Now, that to me seems to be one of the rough parts of this whole deal, when you have to stop. Let's go back. Where did we screw up? Let's do this. Or where did it screw up? That seems to me that would be one of the biggest roadblocks, is it not?
Yes, absolutely. We want to know that if we had X number of voters, we have X number of votes. And if those numbers don't line up exactly as they're supposed to be, where are they off? Yeah. Did a voter right. walk away? Did we have to figure these things out. And there's usually an explanation. And it's legal. It's a legal explanation. But we do have to track down each and every one. And at the end of the day, we have to be able to justify the votes that we present to the community.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it's on the fly.
No. But, well, as far as on the fly, yes, but it's just part of our procedures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It's part of what the expectations are. And so, you know, the voter thinks that they voted, we've put out these numbers, and we're all sitting in the office eating cherry bonbons. And but we still have a lot of work behind the scenes to do just to validate everything and to ensure that what we're presenting is absolutely correct.
We talked about that new voting system where it will actually give you a paper a receipt of what you voted, so you can physically see which vote you voted for, who you voted for, and that sort of thing. Have those systems been brought in yet, or will it be here for the November midterms?
Those systems will be there for the November midterm. In early June, we are packing up all of our equipment. Once we finish this special election and the runoff election, we're packing everything up. We're shipping it off. The equipment will be what they call retrofitted to be the new system. But what's going to happen is, other than the plastic shells on the outside, everything inside is going to be new. New tablets, new everything else. So we are shipping it off. They will send it back to us. We have to then do acceptance testing on it to make sure that everything they did is in compliance with the system that was approved and that nobody tampered with it between here and Austin. And then we will be rolling some things out and doing some demonstrations for the public prior to November. So when they walk into the polling site, they will know what to expect and understand how to use it and feel really confident in the election equipment.
That was my next question. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a learning curve on this between, let's say, your office and me, almost like clinics, if you will, to get people familiar with this stuff, right?
Yes. Yes, that is correct. As well as our election workers.
Yeah.
This is a new system for them in the polling sites. So we will be doing a lot of education. But for the voters, yes, we want people to have the opportunity to see it beforehand, to know when they walk in exactly what to do. But the change is not that hard.
Right.
And it's already being implemented in some other counties in Texas, and it's going over quite well.
Good deal. Well, one thing Ms. Huntley does is she's involved in our city as far as the beautification. She works on a project in San Jacinto. Right now, due to the war in Ukraine, she started to sell some paintings of hers. And it was of sunflowers. If you know any of the backstory about Ukraine, it's the sunflower capital of the world. Sunflower oil, so everything comes from there. And you started painting these sunflowers and selling them to give that money to those folks in that war-torn area. How's that been coming?
That has gone over quite well. I'm doing oil pastels. They're 8x10s. You can find them at Ballyhoo, which is a store on 6th Street, and you can also find them at Kind House. Mm-hmm. And 100% of the proceeds from this is going directly to Ukraine through Kind House. And I don't know, I was this morning trying to think of how many I've sold. I think I'm close to 12 to 15.
Wow.
At this point have been sold, and you know, it's a donation. And what I love about Kind House is this money goes, and they have a boots on the ground in Ukraine, and it goes there, and that person goes to the farmer's market and buys the food from the farmer's market, supporting the farmers there, and then feeds the people who are hungry. And they've got a lot of efforts in eastern Ukraine, helping people who have not been able to vacate. Mm-hmm. And this is absolutely a joy to do this for Kind House and for the people of Ukraine.
Yeah. Hey,
Joe, Ms. Hunley, I just want to know, where do you find the energy at? You got more energy than I got. Where do you find it?
Well, and this is actually how I refresh.
Yeah.
You know, for me, this is my, you know, art is here my is. Meditation. It's my yoga. It's my, this is how I refresh myself, is by going this way. So it actually helps me to do my job.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ms. Hunley, if they have questions, if there's someone out there with a mail-in ballot or getting ready for the 7th or the one in late May, can they call your office and get information?
They absolutely can. Now, there's a lot of information on our website, which is pottercountyvotes.com, mm-hmm. but our office number is 379-2299. I think. You may have just given the wrong number.
You're like me. I don't call it, so I don't know.
I don't call my number, so you might want to look at the website to find my number.
Well, Ms. Hunley, thank you for what you do for not only civically, but day-to-day in your job. And your crew is just above reproach. You work hard. You take this very seriously. And we really appreciate that, because we can be confident each time we go in those booths that both counties, Randall and Potter County, that it's in good hands. This election is in good hands. We never have to have that fear.
Amarillo is in good hands, mm-hmm. and both counties have strong teams mm-hmm. and good ethics. And so, yes, Amarillo is, well, we love Amarillo.
Yeah, we do. We do. Let's be honest about it. We love our community. So thank you, Ms. Hunley, so much. And now you've got to get back into the borough and go back at it. But yes. one quick question also. I know in the primaries, you had the video cameras that were in. Is that going to still be a live stream available for citizens? Okay.
So yes, live stream will begin. And so as long as the ballot board is meeting, as long as Central is there, live stream will be available. And again, you can access that through our website.
Great job. Well, thank you, Mrs. Hunley. As always, be careful. And we really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to hang out with us.